Hi everyone, this is Steph with A Little Bit of Steph. Thank you so much for following my journey to see what God is doing within me as well as within my life. I don't know about you, but I sure look forward to what's to come. Disclaimer, warning, this section may be troubling or triggering to you, so go slow and stop as needed. Disclaimer, I am not a therapist or counselor. I am only sharing my story of my life from my perspective, as well as what has helped me to heal and is still helping me. Free 24-hour support is available through the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline by calling 1-800-273-8255 or by texting HOME to 741-741. Hi everybody, this is Steph with A Little Bit of Steph, Blindness and Misconceptions, episode 17. I've had a lot of inquiries lately about my blindness, and I just think that that is a beautiful, beautiful thing. So what I have done is I have gathered questions that you've been emailing me or questions that I've been asked in the past by people. A lot of the questions are from students at the schools that I speak to as well that I'm asked on a pretty regular basis each year. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to use my laptop and scroll down. I figured if this is about blindness and misconceptions, I'll let you hear my laptop this go around. All right.
Blindness and misconception. Do you want to touch my face to feel what I look like?
Okay, so I always get this question from people. Do you want to feel my face? Now, either they ask the question or I've had some people come up and grab my hands and just put my hands on their face. And I'll tell you that I cannot speak for the rest of the world in this video. These are my opinions and what I feel are misconceptions. Also, some of this stuff comes from movies and are misconceptions that are in movies. So I just want you to know that as far as the touching the face goes, in my opinion, it's one of the most offensive things that someone can do is to grab my hands and put my hands on their face. I don't need to feel what you look like. If you need me to know what you look like, you can describe yourself to me or someone else can. let's see.
Can blind people apply makeup or fix their hair?
Can blind people apply makeup and fix their hair? Actually, yes, we are able to do that. I actually was in cosmetology school and well on my way to becoming a cosmetologist when I lost my eyesight. So keeping my hair looking nice on a regular basis is important to me. So what I've decided to do for this episode, while I'm going down and answering the misconception questions, I'm going to do my hair so that you can watch me in action. Some people ask me about, like, if my husband does my hair. Some people just say, who does your hair? Some people are just like, after meeting me for a few minutes, can kind of tell that I'm just kind of that go-getter. So they'll ask me, how in the world do you do your hair? And I love those questions right there. Those are the best questions because someone is acknowledging that I'm capable, but they just are curious and want to know how. So I definitely enjoy those. All right. So let's see. What is the next question while I'm getting ready?
How do you keep yourself clean?
How do I keep myself clean? I've been asked that question in a large variety of ways. Some not so appropriate, others just, you know, curious, and curiosity to me is beautiful. So I will answer that question for you. I think I'm going to look really funny during a lot of this video. I think that it's okay to ask that question as long as you're being respectful, but I pretty much keep myself clean the same way that anyone else would. I make sure, as most people should be doing, I use really good hygiene on a daily basis, and I just pretty much, you know, I shower and do my daily hygiene stuff. So, same way you would.
Is blindness a tragedy?
Is blindness a tragedy? I think, for someone who has become blind, it can be a tragedy. For me at first, it was a tragedy, and I was able to, grow into my new role and my new life and, go from there. So, you know, I think anything in life, whether it's blindness or whether it's, excuse me, I'm going to be a little loud, whether it is, you know, a job loss or, you know, anything in life, as anything can be a tragedy if you want it to be a tragedy, if you allow it to be a tragedy. But I think that if you can take something that happens to you or that is given to you and you can embrace it and try to stay positive in it, then beauty can come out of it. So, for example, with my blindness, at first I didn't see possibilities. At first, a lot of these questions that I'll answer to you, I didn't even think were possible. So I was one of these people that had these questions, but when the blindness was me, my questions were a little bit different, being that it was me that was living this now, and how in the world am I going to do this? So I think that anything in life is a tragedy if that's the way that you're going to look at it.
Do you need everyone to pray for you to be healed as soon as they be due?
Do I need everyone to pray for me to be healed as soon as they meet me? I do not. I will say this again and again and again. I don't look at my blindness as a tragedy, and I don't look at my blindness as, something that is bad that and unfair that I have to live with. I look at my blindness as this is something that happened to me out of a terrible decision that I made, and I now have the opportunity to take my life and the blindness that I now live with because of that choice and use it to help other people. I've lost so much in life, but I've gained so much more since I've become blind just by being able to learn to love through my heart and not my eyes. There's just so much beauty in the world that I never got to see before that I see now. So, to me, you know, no, I don't. And quite frankly, no one knows my personal relationship with God. So when you want to try to pray for me, to heal me without sitting and talking with me, to know how I feel about this and what I feel God is doing in my life, then, you know, maybe you should really stop and think about things before you just approach people, because it can be disrespectful. It can be offensive. It can be rude, but more than anything, in my opinion, that's disrespectful to the God that I serve, because he has a purpose for me in this life, and he is taking this blindness that I live with and he is turning it into something so, so beautiful. So therefore, I want to follow in his path, and I don't want my sight back. So it's just the way I look at it.
Are most blind people looking for a cure for themselves?
Are most blind people looking for a cure for themselves? I think that there probably are a lot of people out there that are trying to figure that out. You know, like anyone, especially, you know, anyone that has been able to see before that is no longer able to see, would definitely most likely want to be able to see again. For me, I don't necessarily, like, I can still see things in my head and envision things that I used to be able to see before. So, you know, I think that varies on the person, and I think it's important to try to get to know that person, but it is a misconception that it's every person, because not every person is looking for a cure. Not every person feels like there's something wrong with them.
Do you need people to feel sorry that Dilara became blind?
Do I need people to feel sorry that I am blind or that I've become blind? So I will say that, again, in my opinion, I don't think that anyone should feel sorry for anyone in life. And I think it's a total misconception that every single blind person wants you to feel sorry for them. Most of the blind people that I know are really fun, loving, outgoing, you know, just willing to do all sorts of things in life and try new things, work jobs, or, you know, some of them may not work, but they're doing things in life. And so I do feel like that's a major misconception. We don't need someone to feel sorry for us simply because we are blind or deal with some sort of visual impairment. See there. All right, let's see what the next one is.
Are blind people helpless?
Are blind people helpless? No, we are not helpless. And I really appreciate that question. So to the person that emailed that one, thank you very much. Not helpless at all. So oftentimes I will do something over and over and over again, and I don't care how long it takes me to do it. I will do it until I figure it out before I'll ask for help sometimes. And sometimes that can be to a fault, yes. But other times, you know, I think it's just giving me the chance to figure it out. And it doesn't mean that there's something wrong just because it takes me a little while or anything like that. It just, you know, just need the time to be able to do it. So,
do all blind people go to special blind schools and colleges?
Do all blind people go to special blind schools and colleges? That's a misconception. Not all blind people go to special schools and colleges. However, a lot do go to special schools and colleges. And I think that's a personal family preference, a personal preference. And there's nothing wrong with it either way. But here in the town that I live in, a lot of our blind community goes to public schools and colleges. So that is a misconception.
Are blind people limited to only a few job positions?
Are blind people limited to only a few job positions? Absolutely not. Blind people can do anything that they put their mind and heart to, just like anyone else. There may be a few positions that I personally feel like I couldn't do. Maybe, you know, any kind of like driving a vehicle job position or like maybe graphic design, but I don't even want to knock that out for everyone because I guess I'll talk further about that, different types of blindness, but for me being totally blind, I couldn't say. It's not something I'm interested in. I do a lot with technology, but graphic design isn't really my thing. So I haven't tried it before, but I'm assuming that would probably be a job that I wouldn't be able to fully do without some help. But I've held a few different positions since becoming blind. A couple of them, you know, I'm a web accessibility analyst, so I work with web development teams, and as they're building the websites, I can make sure that they're making the right steps to make it fully accessible. So I do a lot of work with technology, a lot of computer work. I am not knowledgeable in Excel as far as my software goes. There are some people that can work in Excel, but you cannot do everything, or at least I don't believe that you can do everything. So that's just not something that I'm able to do. So I think that each person, it just varies differently. But no, it's a total misconception because blind people can work almost any job, really. Just maybe need some accommodations.
Are blind people unable to live independently?
Are blind people unable to live independently? Absolutely a huge misconception. I know way, way, way back in the day, they would put blind people in, like special homes and stuff, like something was wrong with them because they couldn't see. And that is not what we do today, thankfully. Yeah, I mean, that's just a big misconception right there.
Are blind people able to live independent? How do you text or call?
I've lived completely independently on my own since becoming blind. And I've lived with people. Like, I live with my husband right now. And either way you look at it, I'm able to live completely by myself. I might need to FaceTime a friend or family member on occasion to say, you know, hey, whoa, and then that's where accidents can happen. Let's see, here we go. To FaceTime them to say, you know, hey, what color is this? But as far as like food goes, there's apps out there where you can read the barcode. Put your phone on the barcode and it'll read you the directions, like what's in the packaging, the directions to cook it, all sorts of things like that. There are so many different technology devices and stuff out there that it is very possible for someone who is visually impaired or lives with total blindness to live on their own. All right.
How do you use your computer?
How do I use my computer? Well, you're witnessing that today as I use my computer. And you can also go take a look at episode 8, Through Steph's Eyes, and I do a demonstration on that episode of me utilizing my computer with my JAWS software. So, but I use software called JAWS, or I can use NVDA or VoiceOver on the Mac, and it reads everything on my computer out to me, so I'm able to navigate and get online and shop and go to all kinds of different websites and stuff like that. So that's why it's super important to make sure if you have a website that you are compliant with ADA, so that anyone with different types of disabilities is able to use your website.
Do all blind people read Braille?
Do all blind people read Braille? That is a very big misconception. It is a teeny, teeny, tiny, tiny, tiny percent of people that actually do read Braille. The larger portion of people who are considered blind are not actually totally blind. It's a really small percentage of people who are totally, totally, totally blind. So it's just a big misconception. I personally don't know anyone that uses Braille.
Is it impossible for blind people to read it? Do all blind people?
And actually, speaking of that, one reason that it's so different is because the books for Braille are much larger and heavier, and they're much more expensive, or can be much more expensive.
Is it impossible for blind people to read their printed or handwritten mail?
Is it impossible for someone who is blind to read their handwritten or printed mail? No, it is not impossible. Thankfully, there is a software called Kurzweil that I use, and I have a printer, scanner, fax machine in one. And what I do is, Okay. And let's see. Just trying to focus on this so we don't make another mistake again. That could be dangerous. Alrighty. Let's see.
Is it impossible for blind people to read their written?
So I have a printer, scanner, fax machine in one, and what I do is I just open it up, put my mail on it, and then scan it. And I can scan it in as a PDF, or I can scan it in as a Word document, and it'll read it to me, everything that's on it, as far as the printed mail goes. Now, handwritten mail, I personally don't have a way to read handwritten mail, but there are apps out there that can read handwritten notes or handwritten material. They're various prices, and they also work in various, you know, ways. I'm going to leave that right there because it's hot and it's safe there. And let's see, what is next?
Do glasses help blind people see?
Do glasses help blind people see? No, that is a big misconception. Let's get this right. There's me doing my hair and putting a little bit of lipstick on for you because, yes, I can apply my entire makeup. I sometimes do it when I go out dancing with my bestie, but I don't feel like wearing makeup today, so I put some lipstick on for you. And also, I don't know if you've noticed, but my hair is about 5 or 6 inches shorter than what it was recently. Not only can I fix my own hair, and I do not recommend this at home, but I recently gave myself a haircut all by myself. I do not normally do that. As a matter of fact, I did that about 3 or 4 years ago, and ended up calling Alice Campbell, the owner of the Penton House Salon and Day Spa where I used to work, and crying to her that I ruined my hair. So fortunately, she saved my hair and it was able to grow back out without me having to chop it all off. But this time, because of COVID-19 and all the salons were closed and stuff, I wasn't able to get my hair done, and also with, you know, funding stuff going on, it was driving me absolutely nuts. So I went in the bathroom and I started cutting my hair. I was actually sitting right here at the desk and I started splitting it with the comb. And then I was like, oh, after last time, my husband Nate is gonna freak. So I got up and I ran to the bathroom with all my stuff. And he came back there and was like, oh, what are you doing, pooping? And I said, yep. And he was like, okay. So he goes away and comes back a few different times like, oh my gosh, are you okay in there? And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. Well, finally he said, are you okay? And I was finishing up because our bathroom is really small and I'm trying to, like, my hair was so long that I'm having to like do this to be able to cut it and stuff. And so as I was doing all that, I'm spinning in circles, trying not to get hair on everything. Well, of course, I got it everywhere. And so then I'm trying to clean up all the hair because I didn't want it to look completely disaster whenever he walked in there. So he walked up one more time, was like, oh, are you okay? And I said, okay, yes, I'm done, but we need to... Let me stop this real quick. Hi, everybody. I'm back. Sorry about that. I had an order coming in from Amazon Prime, and the guy was beating on the door, so I had to go answer that. But to finish my story up about my hair, when my husband came the last time, I told him everything was fine, but we needed to talk. And he was like, okay, what's going on? And I told him that I cut my hair, and he said, uh-oh, at the same time that I said, but everything turned out fine. So it all turned out good. The hair looks good. I feel good about it. Still got my skills under my belt, so that's good. And then to go back and finish, just in case I didn't fully answer that question, do all blind people wear glasses to help them see? No, I have total blindness. Glasses would not help me a bit to see anyways. I have special sunglasses that I wear that help to protect my eyes because they're dangerous to be too much in the sun, things like that. So they could dry up and shrivel and we try to save them. So, but there's all kinds of different types of blindness. There's color blindness and that ranges all the way from just color blindness all the way to total blindness and everything in between. So some people need glasses, some people don't, but not everyone does.
Do all blind people hear a goose there? Do all blind people see total darkness?
Do all blind people see total darkness? And I just answered that question. No, not all blind people see total darkness. There is a huge variety of different types of blindness and lots of different people that have all of those, that live with all those different types.
Do all blind people hear and use their other senses way better?
Do all blind people hear and use their other senses way better? Okay, so it's a misconception that it automatically happens. But, and it is a misconception that everyone can hear better or smell better or taste better or something whenever they lose one sense. You have to work to gain your senses, to grow them, to enhance them, shall I say. So I spoke about this, and actually you can learn about that in My New Roots, episode 16, the one before this one, and it explains a little bit about how I learned to build my senses up. But it is a misconception that everyone can hear better or smell better just because they lose one sense.
Do guide dogs know exactly where to take their blind human and exactly when to cross the road? Do all blind people hear and use their do guide dogs know exactly where to take their blind human and exactly when to cross the road?
Okay, do blind people know where to take their, or do their dogs know where to take them? No, that is not true. That is a misconception. Guide dogs just don't know how to take you somewhere. The person who is living with the blindness is the one that needs to be the leader. The guide dog is there. They're trained and only know a very small number of commands. So those commands, for example, like left, right, they're trained to make sure that objects don't hit their human's face. And so things like that, but it doesn't mean that it's always perfect, and some things may obstruct their view as well. And they, so, no, oops, I keep going over there. Not guide dogs don't do that.
Do all blind people have a guide dog?
Do all blind people have a guide dog? No, not all blind people have a guide dog. I do not have a trained guide dog. And so one day I will get one, but not everyone has them. I honestly would encourage that if you get out and you live an active lifestyle, then yeah, that's great for you. But if you're just going to sit at home, an actual guide dog may not be the thing for you because they are trained to go. It's healthier for them to travel more frequently. I would encourage a emotional support dog for people who don't go out and travel.
Is it wrong to all blind people have a guide dog?
And that again is just my personal opinion.
Is it wrong to say see or look when speaking to a blind person?
Is it wrong to say see or look when you're in a conversation with a blind person? Okay, so I have a friend, and when I would go hang out at her house and her husband would say, bye, Steph, I would turn around and say, bye, so-and-so, see you later. And he would just stand there dumbfounded and not know what to say back to me every single time because he's like, she's not going to see me, so how do I respond to that? Don't change your verbiage. Stay the same. Stay who you are. Talk to us like we're normal, every day. Everything about us is normal as well, So we basically adjust our lives to the normal, the world of the sighted. And when we do that, we find different ways to help us live, which makes us not helpless, which makes it to where, yeah, we can live independently. So just keep your words the same. Whenever you say, I was looking at this or that, or Even if you accidentally say, see over there, my own husband still points at things sometimes. Or just the other day, he was describing something to me, and I was like, I have no idea what direction you're telling me to do this in. And he was like, oh my goodness, I'm sorry. So even my own husband forgets that I'm blind sometimes, because I encourage my people to treat me like they treat everybody else. And I just think that there's something beautiful about that. And it helps me to feel like I am, you know, a strong, independent woman, because I'm not being treated like a child. I do have some groups of friends that will do that to me. And it's not to treat me like a child as much as they care about me and they want to protect me. So I just encourage, use your same normal verbiage. Don't change it. Look, see if you make a mistake. You know, crack a joke from it. If you are blind, I encourage you, find ways that you can find humor in this everyday life, because once you do that, there's so much. It's like endless possibility out there in the world that you can go explore and do and achieve. So I really encourage you not to let this bring you down or keep you down.
Do all blind, is it wrong to say, do all blind people count steps?
Do all blind people count steps? I've had a lot of people ask me that question, and I've talked to a lot of people who live with blindness, and so far I haven't found anyone that counts like their steps everywhere they go. Maybe a couple of people around their home. I personally don't count my steps at all. I couldn't tell you how many feet it takes to get from my chair right here to the office door. So I just don't do that. I think that once you get past like 10 or so paces anyways, someone who lives with especially total blindness, we're literally thinking about 50 different things going on around us before each step, because we have to be cautious for everything that we're doing, every step we make, every move we make. So me counting steps, you can forget that. I'm not adding that in on top of everything else I have to think about.
Does blindness give you magical powers?
And like I said, the steps, once you get past 10 paces or so, anybody try to remember all that. I mean, it just seems, I don't know. In my opinion, and those of, you know, my friends, that's a misconception. This one's cute. Does blindness give you magical powers? This one's obviously from one of my second grade students that have asked me this in school one time. Now, I've heard misconceptions. I've read misconceptions about this as well. And so this is why I chose this particular question, because some people think that blind people, and a lot of this stems from back way, way, way back in the day. But some people think that blind people have like magical powers, or we're like these superstars because we can do normal things. We're just normal people. It's not a magical power. As far as the magical power thing, initially a long time ago, that stemmed from people thinking that we were wicked or had those type of powers. So they would be put in special homes or, you know, whatever, things like that, in different, all kinds of different things happen in different countries. So, but as far as magical powers from a child's perspective goes, no, we are not superstars. We are not superheroes. We are not magical. We don't carry magical powers just because we have lived with blindness. Now we are superstars and rock stars and have our own little, not realistic, but magical powers with our little tips and tricks that we do to help us get through everyday life in different areas of life. But because of our blindness, that is a misconception. Oh, I still keep going over there.
Do blind jokes make you mad or sad?
Do blind jokes make me mad or sad? No, they do not. I will spit out a blind joke quicker than anybody else can, except for my one friend from the beach. And if he ever watches this, he'll know it's him. I have been friends with this group now for going on 5 years, and I still cannot outdo him. I always try to come up with something sly or quick to say back to him, and he just gets me every time. So I'm still working on that and still trying to come up with something. But other than that, blind jokes. There is a difference between hateful and humorous, and I think that is in everything in life, not just blindness. So just remember that. There's a difference between hateful and humorous. Mind what you say and just be careful of it so that it doesn't come across hateful.
You don't look blind, so are you faking it?
You don't look blind, so are you faking it? A lot of people will ask me if I'm blind just in this eye, if I'm not wearing my sunglasses, because it's a little messed up. Now, most people think I can at least see some out of this eye. And when I'm wearing my sunglasses, people cannot tell that I'm blind at all. And unless I'm wearing my cane or trying to walk around. A lot of times, and unfortunately, this does happen. A lot of times whenever I'm walking around on someone's arm, like at the beach or something, because of the way the ground does, or if I'm in a crowd of a lot of people and I'm doing sighted guide, which is holding someone's right elbow, right here, and walking kind of behind them a little bit, people will think that I'm intoxicated and having to get help. So some people will come up and say, "Is she all right?" And they're like, "Yeah, she's fine. She just can't." So it's
you don't look blind, so are you?
It's not a fake. I was out dancing with my girlfriend one night with my bestie, and someone did say that I was faking it. I do hear those whispers. I was eating at one of my favorite restaurants on the beach one day, and my husband and I heard some people, vacationers, some tourists, and they were all talking amongst themselves, whispering, trying to figure out if I was really blind or not. And I just think that's funny, because I just want to remind everyone that even though someone may not be able to see, we're not all Helen Kellers. We can hear. So try to be respectful, please. That is really demeaning and hurtful. So I can handle it because I'm quick-witted, but not everyone can. So just be careful with that. And I've had in the grocery store, sometimes be nice when you're shopping. Sometimes people will come up to me and just stand there and just stare at me. I don't know you're there. And if I do know you're there and you don't say anything and you just stare at me, I'll just sit there and pretend I don't know you're there, because I think it's rude that you don't use your voice and say something to me or you know, something. So anyways, it's a misconception.
You don't look blind, so are
I'm you blind.
Are blind people able to play sports or do physical activities?
Are blind people able to play sports or do physical activities? If you go look at my Agape Love Is Here pages, you can see a video of my dancing. I am an athlete. I am a interpretive ballroom dancer. I also love going paddleboarding out on the beach. I love going to ride four-wheelers, you know, taking walks. I love playing disc golf here lately. My husband and I started hiking, so I do that. Yeah, we're capable. I've played basketball and even rung some goals. So, yeah, we can play sports. There's all kinds of mega famous athletes out there that are totally blind. I have a family member. She's not blood related, but she is part of our family. And, she has, some form of, mental illness, and she has been to play the bowling in the Olympics, and I couldn't be more proud of her for that. So yes, we blind people can play sports. Anyone with any type of disability, you know, there's all kinds of stuff out there that we can find that we are able to do. So as far as blindness goes, I would knock your socks off if you tried to compete with me in a cornhole tournament or something along those lines. I shoot pool. I throw darts still. I just need a little help, you know, lining up and everything, and I'm good to go.
Can blind people see in their dreams?
Can blind people see in their dreams? So I had to do some research to be able to answer this question, and I specifically am very thankful for the person that emailed this one to me. I love this question. I do get to see in my dreams, because I used to be able to see, and I guess there's something going on with my brain that makes it to where I can still see in my dreams. Oftentimes, that may not be good, but sometimes when my dreams are good, they're beautiful and I love it, and it's one of the biggest blessings that I could have ever received. So I tell my parents all the time, because I still get to see them, just envision them, that they look like they did almost, you know, 9 years ago now. So a lot of people get pretty excited about that. Now, not everybody can see in their dreams. People that I know personally who were born blind have expressed to me that because they have never been able to see, they're not able to dream. If you are blind and you have anything to say on dreaming or any of these comments about your misconceptions, and if you believe or do or live differently than I do, feel free to comment that below so that other people can see different, you know, a variety of people's opinions and stuff on life. Nothing here is going to hurt my feelings if you disagree with me on that. This, I'm just simply talking from my experience and what to me is a misconception. So, and to my friends.
Blind people see it there.
So that's it. And thank you all so much for encouraging me to do this episode. I really appreciate that. Especially to my friend Katie from the village. I appreciate you so much, sis. You really encouraged this video, and I dedicate this one to you and to your family. Thank you so much for encouraging and coming over and talking to me that day and being the one to encourage me to do the whole podcast. You're a blessing too. So everyone, just remember, if we can talk about these misconceptions and we can bring them out in the open, then we can open more people's minds to seeing the reality that we are just as capable, if not more capable, than people in different roles in life, and just in general, that we are normal. We just have to find ways slightly different in order to live just like everyone else does. So thank you all so much for watching. God bless you all. Lots of love and hugs to you, and hope that you have a wonderful weekend. Let's see here.
This key is not available at my...
Thanks for watching, but before I go, I want to leave you with this. You are special. You are kind. You are smart. You are wonderful. You are worth it. You are important. To reach out to me, please do so by commenting or emailing from traumatotriumphpcola@gmail.com. God bless you all.